Translation by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Maharaj Parikshit inquired from Sukadev Goswami, how did the Lord conduct himself and how did he behave in relationship with his brothers who were expansions of his own self? And how did his brother and the inhabitants of Ayodhya treat him? Now, we'll read text 25 with purport. Shibadaran yanir uvacha atadisa tihvichaye patrim stribu vanishvara atmanam darsayam svanam purim aiksata sanuga. Translation. Sukadev Goswami replied, after accepting the throne of the government by the fervent request of his younger brother Bharat, Lord Ramchandra ordered his younger brothers to go out and conquer the entire world, while he personally remained in the capital to give audience to all citizens and residents of the palace and supervise the governmental affairs with his other assistants. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead does not allow any of his devotees or assistants to be engaged in sense gratification. The younger brothers of Lord Ramchandra were at home enjoying the personal presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but the Lord ordered them to go out and achieve victory all over the world. It was a custom, and this custom in some places is still current, that all other kings would have to accept the supremacy of the emperor. If the king of a small state did not accept the emperor's supremacy, there would be a fight, and the king of the small state will be obliged to accept the emperor as supreme. Otherwise, it would be not possible for the emperor to rule the country. Lord Ramchandra showed his favor to his brothers by ordering them to go out. Many of the Lord's devotees residing in Vrindavan have taken the vow not to leave Vrindavan to preach Krishna consciousness. But the Lord says that Krishna consciousness should be spread all over the world in every village and every town. This is the open order of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prithivityachayate nagaradi gram sarvata pachar aibai moranam. A pure devotee therefore must execute the order of the Lord and must not gratify senses by remaining stagnant in one place, falsely proud, thinking that because he does not leave Vrindavan but chants in a hall in a solitary place, he has become a great devotee. A devotee must carry out the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Yari Deketari Kari Krishna Upadesh. Every devotee therefore should spread Krishna consciousness and preaching, asking whoever he meets to accept the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord says Sarvadhamam Pritchikam Mamakam Sanvaja, that abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. This is the order of the Lord, who speaks as the Supreme Emperor. Everyone should be induced to accept this order, for this is victory, Dikvijaya. And it is the duty of the soldier, the devotee, to impress upon everyone this philosophy of life. Of course, those who are Kanishta Adhikars do not preach, but the Lord shows mercy to them also, as he did by staying personally in Ayodhya to give audience to the people in general. One should not mistakenly think that the Lord asked his younger brothers to leave Ayodhya because he especially favored the citizens. The Lord is merciful to everyone, and he knows how to show his favor to each individual person according to his capacity. One who abides by the order of the Lord is a pure devotee. Sibadaranai uvacha atadishatih vijaye patrim stri bhuvanashvara atmanam dasyam svanam pum aksatasanaga. Sukadev Goswami replied, after accepting the throne of the government by the fervent request of his brother Bharat, Lord Ramachandra ordered his younger brothers to go out and conquer the world, while he personally remained in the capital to give audience to all the citizens and residents of the palace and supervise the governmental affairs with his other assistants. Om Ajnanatim Randasya Janja Shalakya Shakshran Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Chitchetanya Manobistam Staptam Yena Bhutale Shvam Rupkadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Fandiyam Shiru Shri Yudha Padakamlam Shirum Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Jagajatam Sakanaragnatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Satvetam Savadutam Parjana Saitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Saganalita Shri Vishakam Vitamsa He Krishna Gauna Sinudino Bando Chyatpate Kopesha Kopka Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kansna Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishvi Vishabana Suti Devi Pranamaya Haripriya Pankha kalptrubhisha kripasana vivisha patinam pavanavyo vaishnavyo namo nama Chaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Chagra Swamiti Namane Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namane Namaste Sarasvata Devi Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Sinyavadi Paskachai Desatarine. Yesterday we heard that a devotee must become free from envy, otherwise one is not eligible to enter in the kingdom of God. And we heard the process to become free from envy, hearing about the Supreme Lord, that's remembering Him, glorifying Him. That's our process of Bhagavad Vidhi. But if one becomes free from envy, when one's character improves, then that should be observed by changing his behavior. That in 10.7 of the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that one who knows all the opulences of the Lord, automatically, what does he do? He's going to engage in devotional service. That's the result. That one does not stops acting for sense gratification or self-centered activities, and he comes to the point of only performing selfless service for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, we have here Maharaj Parikshit is inquiring from Sukadev Goswami. How did that change of behavior take place? That how did the Lord conduct himself, and how did he behave in relationship with his brothers? How did he engage his brothers in devotional service? So the Lord Ramachandra ordered his brothers to go out and conquer the world. He wanted them to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And that's the order of the Supreme Lord. That's the order of Bhagavad Gita also. Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita his mission. Yada yada dharmasya hlanir bhavta bharata bhutanama dharmasya tatatmam chichamham. Whenever and wherever there is decline in religious practice, I appear to re-establish the principles of religion, and these principles are the principles of Krishna consciousness. And the devotee becomes engaged in giving this principle or explaining these principles to others. So that's the Lord's mission, and is engaging all his brothers in this mission. This is very important, because the hearing, the remembering, the chanting must result in active service. And if you are engaged in active service with the body, mind, and our words, then our senses are controlled. Srila Prabhupada explained it's like a child is naughty because it does not know, the child does naughty activities because it's not properly engaged. When the child is engaged in an activity, it will not be naughty. So when our senses, our minds and are engaged in Krishna's service, then they are not engaged in sense gratification. So this is a very important principle. It is our duty to try to give Krishna consciousness to others. And we may be in different positions. It's explained in the Prabhupada, there is a Kanishtha Adhikar, and the Kanishtha does not go out for preaching. But even for them, the Lord is merciful. But we should preach according to our capacity. Little Sarasvati was the daughter of Malati, and she was three years old, I think. And during the Sunday feast, she was going to guests, and she was asking them, "Do you know who Krishna is?" And then, if the guest would not know, then or not answer, or she would say, "Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead." Once during a Sunday feast, little Sarasvati asked the question to a guest, and "Do you know who Krishna is?" But the guest did not answer and said, "I don't know." And little Sarasvati took her hand and slapped him in the face. And Srila Prabhupada said, "This is nishtha, being fixed in devotional service." So in that sense, this being fixed in devotional service is important. That brings up the question of what is our capability to always engage ourselves in devotional service from the morning till the evening. Devotees who are properly trained, they know always what to do. They have a complete morning program. Sometimes we were on the road with Sankirtan devotees, and you come in a traffic jam. A few hours in the traffic jam. You see, in all the other cars, the people are full of anxiety, but the devotee takes his beats and starts chanting. So the devotees are always engaged. can always be engaged in devotional service. And that's very important, but it's not that we engage in preaching without discrimination. That it's stressed here that one is engaged in following the instructions of the Supreme Lord. This instruction of the Supreme Lord are the same as the instructions of the Spiritual Master. Therefore, Srila Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur stresses that yes, one should take the order of the Spiritual Master of one's life and soul. This is one-pointed intelligence. Always doing that. Whatever you do, we think, is my Spiritual Master pleased with what I'm going to do? That preaching is not done without discrimination. We have to follow the order of the Spiritual Master and the order of Krishna. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, one should not explain the secret of devotional service to those who are not austere, who are not my devotees. So it's not that you go out and you can preach without discrimination to everyone. No. That in the 11th canto there we have Shihavir, who is one of the 9 Yogendras, Navyogendras, who are coming to instruct Nimi, Navyogendras, our liberated souls. And King Nimi asked one question to each of the Navyogendras. And one of these 9 is Havir, and Havir, the question he received is from King Nimi was, please explain me the different levels of devotees. And he speaks 3 verses, each explaining a level of spiritual advancement. And the Madhyamadhikar is one who accepts 4 categories. He sees the Supreme Lord and tries to develop love for the Supreme Lord. He sees the devotees and tries to and develops a friendship for the devotees. He preaches to the innocents and he avoids those who are envious, the demoniac, the asuric. That is in agreement with Krishna's instruction. One should not preach to those who are not austere and not envious, and who are envious. So that's important. How do I know that someone is envious or asuric? Is that very difficult? No, you just try to give them a book and you will quickly experience that. But we can, even to those who are envious, we can distribute books. Because then when they get the book, they open the book and they read Srila Prabhupada's words. Srila Prabhupada, the pure devotee, is preaching to them. We cannot do it, but he can. Therefore, book distribution is so very important. Preaching according to time, place and circumstances. It's not easy, the challenge of the preacher in general. I've seen many times I come in places, I've prepared a lecture, but then I see the audience and say, oh, I have to tell something different, back to the ABC. So that's the discrimination we have to learn and develop. So we have to preach according to the audience, we have to preach according to our own level of advancement. Sukadev Goswami says Sutta Goswami in the 3rd chapter of the 1st canto explains, yes, I will explain you the same thing which I heard from my spiritual master with rapt attention. And I will tell you that same thing according to my realization. So we have to preach according to our realization. that not try to go both. That preaching can be very simple, like little Sarasvati. That because this engagement in devotional service can be of different natures. Everyone in the temple is engaged in devotional service. Some are cooking, some are doing administration, some are temple presidents, some are going out for book distribution. But from Krishna's position, they are all equally dear to him. But that constant engagement is very important. See, Kala Krishna Das was serving Lord Chaitanya during his tour in South India. But he became diverted by some gypsy woman from the Bataharis, and he fell completely in Maya, although he was with Lord Chaitanya. So that's a great lesson. Always engage us in devotional service every moment. That 1 second of deviating from the principles of devotional service, and Maya is there. We have here, because this verses and this chapter is about the Ramayana. And we are at the end of the Ramayana. But we may remember that in the beginning of the Ramayana, a little further, we have Sita in the forest, who becomes attracted by a beautiful deer, I think it was Marichi, in the form of a deer. So she became attracted. And then later, attracted by the beauty of this world, so-called beauty. It looks good. Then Ravan appears as a sadhu. It looked as something good. It's good for the body, but poison for the soul. So that's Maya. Thinking we will get great benefit by something temporary for some sense gratification for the body. And the only way to conquer Maya is to get out of her area of influence. That we cannot conquer Maya. Maya is greater than us. It's not possible. We can go out of our influence. And that's devotional service. If our consciousness is directed to devotional service, Maya cannot touch us. So that is a very important aspect. Devotional service means to cooperate with the Lord. In the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, in the introduction, Srila Prabhupada calls the spirit soul a cooperator. That's our natural position, to cooperate with the plan of the Supreme Lord. And that cooperation is the first qualification for devotional service. It is explained in the second canto, 2.7.19, in the purport by Srila Prabhupada. The preliminary qualification for entering in devotional service of the Lord is that one becomes a willing cooperator, and as such should voluntarily cooperate with persons who are already engaged in transcendental service of the Lord. So that's an essential aspect of devotional service, It is the inner attitude, of a cooperator. That Shri Radha Gokulam Laki, Sitaram Lakshman Anuman Si Ki. So, like the Ramayana reminds us of our connection with the Lord. That in India, when Srila Prabhupada in the 70s, he said many times, 50 years ago in India, in every village, regularly, every evening, there was recitation of Mahabharata or Ramayana. And in all these villages, they were performing dramas of Ramayana. So that was a natural way to remind us of our position as cooperator with the Supreme Lord, that we can control our senses by engaging ourselves in the service of the Lord. And it's the only way to control our senses. That's explained in Bhagavad Gita, very clear by Lord Krishna. He says, dry renunciation will not help. The soul is by nature active. It must be properly engaged. That connection with the Lord is done by devotional service on the order of the spiritual master. Hanuman got the order of Lord Ramchandra. He said, his first order was to find Sita. So Hanuman was very eager to serve the Lord. Whatever service he was ready to do. And our main service is engage in the mission of Srila Prabhupada, engage in the mission of Lord Ramchandra, who tells his brother, go out to spread Krishna consciousness. Don't sit idle here, doing nothing. No, actively engage. Get out of your comfort zone. Yesterday the question was brought forward, how long does this take, this process of devotional service? It depends on us. If we come out of our comfort zone, then Krishna will reciprocate with us. So that's an important aspect. That connection to the Lord is done via following the order of the spiritual master. So that's the focus of every devotee. How to execute the order of the spiritual master. That means giving up our own opinion. What I should do and not do, now we follow the order of the spiritual master. What do we know what to do? I traveled many times with Prahlad Nanamaraj, and he tells this story regularly, but when he asked Srila Prabhupada, how do I know what to do? And Prahlad Nanamaraj said that Prabhupada looked to me with great compassion, and he said, you will do the wrong thing. So that on our own endeavor, we will do the wrong thing for sure. We need to accept the order of the spiritual master. From the moment we start following the order of the spiritual master, Krishna gives us intelligence from within how to realize it, how to go forward. And by this constant execution in devotional service, by this inner attitude of surrender to the orders of the spiritual master, one becomes very sensitive for others in this world, in one's relationship. one develops a great sense of compassion, trying to give Krishna consciousness to others. The opposite is those who are self-centered. In the Ramayana we have Kaikeya. Kaikeya was concerned with opulence, power, sense gratification. When Dasarath left his world, then Kaikeya said after he left his body, he went to that place where the animals and the other human beings go. And Bharat was really, he felt very hurt by that. That it's just this great, this selfishness leads to insensitivity to others. But Bharat, he was very sensitive for others. He was thinking of his brother. He was thinking, I'm not qualified to be the king. I'm not the king. I just put the shoes of Ramachandra here until he comes back. And I will just act as his servant. That's the character of a pure devotee. And that's this Tichvijay. It's not just conquering the whole world. It's conquering one's false ego. That conquering one's false ego, becoming non-envious. Because that Valmiki, he wrote a Ramayana and he requested Narada Muni, tell me about a person who is not envious. And then as a response to that, Narada Muni narrated the whole Ramayana. He tells the story of Lord Ram, the life of Mother Sita. Interesting, the life of Mother Sita represents the struggle of the living entity. That so this is what's essential in this verse of today's, that we the need of reconnect ourselves with the Supreme Lord through devotional service. The Ramayana is meant to remind us of re-establishing that connection. Yeah. And the right mood in which we are executing that devotional service is my service going to give pleasure to the devotees, to the spiritual master? And that combines with the inner attitude, I live to be corrected. This is a very healthy combination to make spiritual advancement. Today is also the disappearance day of Jagannath Das Babaji. Jagannath Das Babaji, he appeared in this world in 1750, in the midst of the 18th century. And from his youth, he was in Vrindavan, practicing devotional service. That interesting that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur met Jagannath Das Babaji in 1880, that's 130 years later. Jagannath Das Babaji became very old. When around that age, 125-130, he had a servant, Bihari. Bihari was a very strong devotee. But his the body of Jagannath Babaji was completely bent over by just by the age. He could not walk anymore. So Bihari was carrying him in a basket on his head and brought him then to Navadvip Vrindavan, where he met Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It's said by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was sitting in his house across the Jalangi in Mayapur, and one night he got a vision at the other side of the river of a big city, effulgent city, with a big temple and where thousands of devotees from all over the world were chanting the holy names of the Supreme Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then Lord Bhaktivinoda Thakur went to that site and he found the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya, the yoga pit, and the Nimai tree under which Lord Chaitanya took birth. And he took, one day he went together with Jagannath Das Babaji, who was carried by Bihari. And when they came at the place where Lord Chaitanya, of Lord Chaitanya's birthplace, then Jagannath Das Babaji, he jumped out of the basket and he started, and with his hands in the air, he was chanting in ecstasy, "This is the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya." that came completely transcendental, forgetting the body. He was jumping up and down. Jagannath Das Babaji once in Navadvip, Bihari was serving him prasad every day. And there were some 4 or 5 puppies from, small dogs. And when he was taking prasad, he was feeding the puppies. But then his servant Bihari was thinking that's not proper. These dogs, they are dirty and no. Normally it's not that we invite dogs to the table to eat with us. So he chased the little puppies away. And then Jagannath Das Babaji, the next day, he brought him prasad. And then Jagannath Das Babaji looked at Bihari and said, where are the dogs, the puppies? I don't want to eat, he said. And then finally Bihari allowed the dogs to come, and then he took prasad and fed them. And Jagannath Das Babaji said, "These dogs are not ordinary dogs. They are residents of the Dham." This is Jagannath Das Babaji. Another time one devotee came to see him and asked, he asked Jagannath Das Babaji, can you show a miracle? And Jagannath Das Babaji said, "I'm an ordinary person, I cannot do miracles." But then while the person was there, suddenly Jagannath Das Babaji, he took a stick and started to knock with the stick on the ground. And the person was thinking, "Oh, Jagannath Das Babaji is angry at me." And and he asked Sagnar Das Babaji, are you angry to me? And Sagnar Das Babaji said, no, there is this goat in the garden of Lokanath Swami, who is trying to eat the tulsi, was eating the tulsi, and I'm chasing it away. But this garden of Lokanath Swami is in Vrindavan, not in Navadvip. But then someone made a telegram to Vrindavan, and it appears when he got the answer that really a goat was there in the garden of Lokanath and was eating the tulsi. So that's spiritual vision. Saranadas Babaji ki jai. Any questions or comments? Yes.